Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452.
Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I am Andy Carabine, the host for today. I'm here with Michelle Doherty, who has a long list of accolades and accomplishments, but here's a little small highlight reel for you. She was the 2019 National Association of Realtors 30 Under 30. Huge accomplishment. 2023 Vice Chair for National Association of Realtors YPN, and next year in 24, you will be the chair. So let me catch my breath because that was a good list here. Welcome, Michelle. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being invited to come on.
So exciting to talk to you. So Michelle and I briefly met at a YPN event here in my market in Coastal Virginia. And I immediately could tell when listening to you speak how passionate you are about being engaged in associations and specifically YPN. So tell me, for people who don't know, what is YPN and why did you decide to get involved?
So YPN, I kind of fell into. You had to like trick me almost to do anything involved at the association when I first got involved. Because I was like, no, you only go to the association to pick up your lockbox and to get in trouble. Those were the two things, and that was it. But it was really a very good colleague of mine, Ryan Nichols in Northern Virginia. He like basically we're out and about, as young 20 some realtors do. We were out on like a Thursday, Friday. And he was like, come on, come to this thing. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. And boy, was he correct, because I got there and I never left since 2015. So YPN for me, it really was the community that I was looking for of young professionals. You know, I was truly the youngest person in my brokerage at that time. So I felt kind of like a fish out of water, if you will. I loved the people in my brokerage, thoroughly enjoyed being with them. But we were definitely from different generations, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I wanted, you know, that collaboration with younger realtors who understood the kind of struggles I was walking through as a young 20-some-year-old getting my feet wet in this business. And that's really the purpose of YPN. It's not only for young age-wise, it's young in the business, it's young at heart, and just plain old simple young realtors to come together, form this community of collaboration over competition, and support each other and kind of mastermind on how to build and kind of thrive in any market.
I love that. Collaboration instead of competition. That's amazing. Now, when we were chatting before, you had mentioned something that I was not aware of. So YPN, there's no real age restriction. It's really anyone can join a YPN in their market. And I think that's amazing. It's so inclusive. And for a new agent starting out, I mean, you really have to have that professional support system, which you've clearly found with YPN. So you just came back from the YPN Leadership Summit, correct?
Yeah, so it's YPN Advance. We nicknamed it YPN Advance because we used to call it the YPN Retreat, but YPNers never retreat.
We
advance.
Yes. So what were some big takeaways? Because I know it's been kind of a crazy year. You're a big advocate for realtors. And you had mentioned there were some big things happening at this conference.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's no secret in any of our, between lenders, titles and realtors and really, honestly, our consumers and clients that this is a cattywampus type of market. You know what I mean? You either hit it out of the ballpark or your house is sitting, it's one of the two, or you're sitting on the sidelines with a 7% interest rate being like, man, oh man, this is far more expensive than I bargained for 2 years ago when I started this process. So, you know, knowing all that and knowing where our realtor members are sitting in their businesses, we really kind of, the message that we were all kind of hitting home was back to the basics, right? B2B, breaking bread with other realtors, really doing that personal reach out across YPNs, large and small, to really make sure that everyone felt, whether they wanted to participate or not, they were welcomed, invited, and wanted at these YPN events, meetings, or otherwise. And it was a theme of like going back to the basics. And I think a lot of people are also seeing that as a theme in their own business as well.
Absolutely. You know, the past few years have been a little strange with Zoom being kind of at the forefront. And I'm even having conversations with my team of encouraging them to just go have coffee, go have lunch, do face-to-face meetings. If you're comfortable working from home, that's great. Let's continue doing that. But I think we've all had this void of human interaction, and maybe some people have lost those skills of just having one-on-one with each other, and you know, the body language and just feeding off of each other's energy. I think that's huge and really important right now, because that's what's driving business.
Yeah, this business is insanely personal. So if you got into this business to make money or to wear, you know, a very cute dress like the girls on Selling Sunset, you got into the wrong business, because this is an insanely personal business, and this business is personal. And I think that's something that we overlook. I think we've bamboozled all of ourselves saying that we sell homes. No. We are in the people business, and we Sherpa people into helping them come to the right decision on what property to purchase or not to purchase. Because again, it's never going to be a realtor member's job to convince somebody to buy a home. Their job is to make sure that they're making the best financial decision and have the best team, like a lender like yourself and a title company behind them, to really Sherpa them through the transaction carefully, thoughtfully, and empathetically, because it's a highly emotional process.
It's the biggest decision people will make. And you want to make sure that we're all a team. We are all guiding you through to make sure that this is the right decision. I mean, it's enormous. Okay. So from your conference, were there any big announcements? Were there any big takeaways that you want to share?
Yeah. So Tracy Casper, our 2024 NAR president, is huge about financial literacy, not only for our realtor members and affiliate members, lenders, and title partners, but with getting that financial literacy piece out to our youth. So she has a pillar for her year for 2024, which I'm really excited about. And I'm really, really hoping that that in 2024, YPNers will lead this charge. It's getting 24,000 realtors into high schools across the nation to teach financial literacy and just tell these kids that even though this may not be spoken at home, that through financial literacy and hard work, of course, owning a home, that American dream, is 100% possible, even if it wasn't possible for your parents, your grandparents, or so on. And giving them that encouragement that they don't have to go to Harvard. They don't have to go to Yale. They can go into the trades, but even through that, anything like that with good financial literacy, you can be insanely successful.
That's huge. Even, you know, when I was in high school, we had no one telling us how to write a check or what to do with, you know, our 401k. I mean, we didn't know, but financial literacy is so important. I mean, when you turn 18, there are just piles of mail you will get from credit card companies, telling you have tens of thousands of dollars at your free will. And what did I do? I surely opened that up and signed up for credit cards and paid for it later.
Of course. Listen, our generation, and like a lot of generations, we all learned about credit and financial literacy and budgets. I mean, one of the the biggest, I hate that B word, budget. I literally want to retch when I say that word, but listen, it's important. It's important. Is it? But doing the hard things, like those types of things, set you up for success. And I feel like the kids that learn that, or at least even take a minuscule interest into it, are in a better boat than some kids maybe who learn it later on. Because again, once, if they do go off to college or say they just turn 18, they get hit up left, right, and center, and you can feel like you're the best parent. You prepare your kids for college and, you know, not to accept candy from strangers and all that kind of stuff. But they go to those fairs at college at the student union centers and they get a free cute t-shirt, but they've also given somebody their social security number to sign up for a credit card. Yeah. So it's just talking about simple and funny things like those kind of anecdotes, but also like literal action items that they can take home and do themselves, even if they don't have a job and they're just getting money for chores, or say they are working at the local McDonald's or the restaurant down the street as a hostess. There's things that, tangible things that we will have them walk away with. And it's not about just telling them that they can buy a home or they can become realtors, but it's also preparing them for a brighter future. We do believe that, you know, one, and it's statistically proven that one of the biggest ways to build wealth in this country is through real estate. And that may more than likely still be the case for when they become adults as well. So having them set up at an early age before they turn 18, giving them that power. Because honestly, that knowledge, that insider knowledge, because you and I were not taught this, is power. So knowledge is power. We want to embolden them with that power. And we want to uplift them if it feels like they'll never be able to achieve a financially stable home or to save for a down payment. Because there is a lot of negativity out there, and we want to be a source of lifting them up and letting them know and giving them those stories of people achieving their dream, especially when it feels impossible. So I'm really excited about it. They're going to have a whole program being rolled out. The sign up for this ends October 15th. I'm happy to share the link if you're so interested. We need all of the YPNers across the nation to sign up for this. I would just... Throughout NAR, through the entire nation, we have over 32,000 YPNers. We only need 24,000. Wouldn't it be incredible if the youngest of our realtor members and affiliates joined together and led that charge? How special that would be.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, to empower a younger generation and give them real facts and knowledge, I think is amazing. And to go back to credit, credit's not a bad thing. And people need to understand that. It's not bad to have a credit card. We just need, we need young people to be smarter.
Listen, credit cards have helped me make, like, honestly, it helped me get my credit score where it was. I mean, when I went to go get my new car, I was flabbergasted. But it was like I had been really diligent about paying my credit card bills on time for my business, for my personal life. Making sure everything was in line. And of course I had now, of course, owned a home and been paying on time for my monthly mortgage, but I'm now at 34 and my credit score is, I mean, somewhere where I was like, holy crap, what's the ceiling? How high can credit scores go? Cause now I'm like, let's break this ceiling. But I was flabbergasted, but I was just doing the everyday mundane tasks. Paying your credit cards, managing your finances, making sure everything's paid on time, making sure you have enough in reserves and stuff like that. Do things come up? Absolutely. But being prepared ahead of time as a youth, as a teenager, as somebody before they even hit college, like for those things, so you don't have to feel like, you know, you have to call home if you can't afford, you know what I mean? Like, I would have loved that opportunity to hear from somebody. And, you know, I'm hoping we're going to have some cool swag to go with it to leave for teenagers. I know teenagers love their hoodies. So I'm really pushing hard for fun hoodies to leave them with. But I know some high schools have rules on what types of sweatshirts and stuff like that. So we're working on some cool swag that I hope that we can leave behind for the teenagers and stuff like that. So they always remember, like, there's always going to be a place for them, a resource for them to look to and be like, what was that again? You know, they're always going to be able to look towards that realtor member or NAR or their, you know, whoever else we're partnering with, any lenders or title partners that want to get involved in this.
That's amazing.
You know, they always have somebody to go to.
What a great initiative. I think that is, we will all see results tenfold if we can get younger generations.
I hope so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. So I'm excited for that announcement. You were going to some other conferences, and I know you like to maximize your time. For people who maybe haven't been to a networking event or a conference like you have been to, what can they expect? And do you have a plan to maximize your time and your connections? What do you do leading up to a conference?
So leading up, you don't always know who's going to be there, right? Like you always have your friends who potentially could be there, right? Or people that you know. But really with networking, for me, especially for YPN Advance, I want to make sure that the advisory board who's helping facilitate this YPN Advance isn't necessarily all in the back clickiness together. Again, part of this is about meeting new YPNers and emboldening them to go back to their areas or states to really spread that love of YPN across their area and get people more engaged. So I really, try to make sure that myself, I'm meeting as many new people as possible, spending time with them either at a lunch or a dinner. The dinners, we do dinner captains. It's getting a little tough now that we have, we had 270 YPNers from across the nation, which is a lot.
That's a lot of hands to
shake. We only had 19 advisory board members who held dinners. So that doesn't cover everybody, right? I think it's just going to be this same thing. We just don't have as many advisory board members to facilitate those dinner captains. So it's first come, first serve. But that was also the dinners are a really great chance. For my dinner captain, I always like to get a fun fact about everybody. So everybody reintroduces themselves when we're at dinner. And I learned about a girl being viral on TikTok for eating too much sushi. So forever, I'm never going to forget her. First of all, she literally gave herself, I think a little bit of mercury poisoning for as much sushi as she ate. And she ended up having to go to the hospital and all that jazz. So I'll never forget her. And trust me, I remember where she is also in the nation. So if I have a referral to go there, it's going to her.
Oh, that's fun. So what is your fun fact when you do a roundtable, little icebreaker? What's your fun fact?
It depends because, especially if it's people that are somewhat familiar with me because we follow on Instagram or something like that, it really just depends. Sometimes I talk about that my dad's an Irish immigrant and that I can do an incredible Derry Irish accent very quickly. What was the other fun fact that I used? I can't remember because a lot of the times it's somebody knows enough about me there that they're like, yeah, we already know that. You know what I mean?
Is your dad still?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's never lost it. I never realized, to be honest, to be quite frank, it wasn't until I got to middle school and I started having friends come over. Even him coaching my soccer team, I was like, he doesn't, what are you talking about? He has an accent. I don't hear it. Cause you're just raised with it your entire life. So yeah.
That's fun. My icebreaker is, that I have dual citizenship in Italy cause I was born in Italy.
Amazing.
I also almost died at a Fazoli's
were you choking?
A car drove through the building into my table. Yes.
That's way worse. I thought you choked.
No, it was crazy. Luckily, no one got hurt, but there was glass and drywall everywhere, and I walked away. No big deal.
Oh my God.
It's my freak story that I have that I love sharing because it was just an insane moment.
That would be a really good icebreaker. That would be a really good icebreaker for there. But yeah. It's such a collaborative group. We did so many roundtables because again, we're troubleshooting issues for YPNers in certain parts, you know, between, you know, member engagement, how do you get sponsorships, putting on awesome events that people, that members actually want to attend. So we really troubleshoot those like for 2 full days. And then a very heavy, heavy portion of the second day is building your business. So we have leaders from across the country who get up on stage who are doing huge amounts of business, kind of getting up there to give their tips and tricks. We had a really good segment from Zillow about AI and where AI is kind of headed to, in the direction it's headed to. And it was, I mean, it was really a jam-packed, awesome 2 full days. So the YPN Advance is for incoming chairs and vice chairs from across the nation of locals and states. So it's not, it's just limited to the people that are coming into those leadership roles to really give them the tools to be super successful for their leadership year.
Wow, that's exciting. Okay, well, I know we went off on a tangent with with our Irish and Italian history. Okay, so every episode we ask our guests mm-hmm. what they are lending forward. So I will ask you, as we kind of wrap up the year, I know we're almost in quarter four here. What will you be lending forward to your team, to your YPN group, to fellow realtors?
I think it's going to be me being a sounding board. Times are tough and things aren't easy. And I forever and always want to be considered a friend or a colleague safe space where they can unravel if they need to, have a moment of just ranting and raving. Not that I want anybody to always use me as their problem solver, but I'm just here to listen and just be empathetic. So I think when the world around us is a little chaotic, having somebody a pillar of strength, that is what I want to be lending forward. I want to be people's safe space and a pillar of strength and safety.
That's great. I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited about all the things that you're doing and advocating for realtors throughout the nation. I think it's wonderful. I'm so excited about these initiatives with financial literacy. So I can't wait to talk to you again. So thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.